This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate early Wednesday approved a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint that would greatly expand social spending with major investments in health, education, and tackling climate change. The measure passed 50-49 along party lines after a marathon Votorama session of amendment votes. The 10-year budget blueprint pushes Congress toward the next step in President Joe Biden's ambitious vision for his first term in office and follows on the heels of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan, which the Senate approved in a bipartisan vote Tuesday and which now moves to the House of Representatives. Taliban fighters took control of another city in northern Afghanistan Wednesday, according to a local official. Faizabad, capital of Badakhshan, is the eighth provincial capital to fall to the insurgents in 6 days as the U.S.-led forces complete their withdrawal. The far northeastern province borders Tajikistan, Pakistan, and China. The loss of the city is the latest setback for the Afghan government. Russian-jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny faces new criminal charges of establishing an organization that poses threats to the rights of Russian citizens, the investigative committee said in a statement Wednesday. The investigators said Navalny's anti-corruption foundation carried out the functions of a foreign agent and incited citizens to commit illegal acts. Russia labeled the foundation an extremist group and outlawed it in June. Lawyers for the U.S. government criticized a British judge Wednesday for blocking the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. They questioned evidence about his mental health and accused an expert witness of misleading the court. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the 11-year prison sentence handed down by a Chinese court to businessman Michael Spavor is, quote, absolutely unacceptable and unjust, end quote. A court convicted Spavor Wednesday on a charge of espionage. The verdict came nearly 6 months after Spavor's one-day closed-door trial that even Canadian diplomats were prevented from attending. Spavor was arrested in December 2018, just days after Canadian authorities arrested the chief financial officer of China's Huawei Technologies in Vancouver, British Columbia, on a U.S. warrant. Huawei is one of the world's largest manufacturers of smartphones. Germany slammed alleged spying for Russia by a U.K. national working at the British Embassy in Berlin as unacceptable after prosecutors Wednesday announced his arrest. Germany's foreign ministry spokesperson told reporters Berlin, quote, will be following the federal prosecutor's investigation very closely, end quote. He said Germany was taking the case very seriously. President Jair Bolsonaro suffered a major defeat in Congress when Brazilian lawmakers did not adopt his proposal to require printed receipts from some electronic ballot boxes. Bolsonaro has insisted printed receipts are needed to avoid fraud, without providing any evidence that Brazil's electronic voting system is prone to cheating. His allies needed 308 votes to pass the proposed constitutional change, but got only 229 Tuesday night. The opposition, however, also fell short of its goal of rebuffing the president with an overwhelming majority, but only got 218 votes. The Washington Post reports the Texas House Speaker, a Republican, has signed arrest warrants for Democratic state lawmakers. They failed to show up for a legislative session in order to avoid a vote on measures that would restrict voting rights in the state of Texas. 57 Democratic Texas legislators fled to Washington, D.C. in July, beyond the reach of Texas law enforcement to thwart efforts to pass the bill. Israel's top diplomat landed in Morocco Wednesday for the first visit by a senior official from the Jewish state since the two sides agreed to normalize ties last year. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is expected to meet with his Moroccan counterpart, Nasser Bourita, Wednesday and open a diplomatic representation Thursday in the capital, Rabat. Forecasters with the U.S. National Hurricane Center say Tropical Storm Fred, the sixth storm of the hurricane season, has formed in the Caribbean Sea. It's expected to move near the Dominican Republic and Haiti Wednesday, bringing heavy rain and the possibility of flooding and mudslides. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.